Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, May the 19th. Didn't write the date down. It is National Slushy Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Not a terrible Thursday. I think we're done with the rain. Currently 11, working our way up to a high of 17. And as the clouds push away, the sun will move in before the rain returns tonight and into tomorrow. And get ready, folks. It'll be hot and sticky and wet tomorrow.
Right on. Aren't you supposed to do a top five now?
Oh, I'm going to leave you to do the math.
That's right. You're a languages major. I'll do the math. Well, what's the high going to be today?
17.
Minus 15 is 2, times 2 is 4, plus 1 is 5, reminding me that it's time for a top 5 list.
Well, today we shout out to the top 5 worst slushy flavors. Coke Watermelon Lime, Coke Cotton Candy, Pina Colada Watermelon Lime, New Coconut, and hey, somebody dropped a hot dog in the slushy machine last week and we haven't been able to get it out. Enjoy, everyone.
I feel like that last one is disgusting.
Yeah. It's art imitating life, actually.
Oh, mercy. National Slushy Day celebrates this amazing, icy, and painful treat. You know, they are an amazing treat, and they should be free every day in Canada. We should release them. No slushy should live in captivity ever. I've got a random shout out of my own today. May I?
Please.
I was in the 7-Eleven yesterday and I went to shout out to all the people who put their own safety aside and rushed to my rescue. Turns out I wasn't dying. The screaming was just because I shotgunned a slushy and the brain freeze took over.
Yeah, right there.
All right, let us listen to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what's playing today? A bit of Ice Baby?
That would have been a good one. So today I'm going off theme and I'm going with my mood.
Uh-oh.
And it is a song called Weary. Which literally, I feel like it's by Solange. It's one of my favorite songs from one of my absolute favorite albums. And it starts, I'm weary of the ways of the world. Be weary of the ways of the world. I'm weary of the ways of the world. I'm gonna look for my body, yeah. I'll be back real soon. I'm gonna look for my body, yeah. I'll be back real soon. But you know that a king is only a man with flesh and bones. He bleeds just like you do. He says, where does that leave you? And do you belong? I do. I love this song because every time I listen to it, every time I read the lyrics, I get something different of it. Sorry, different from it. But my mood today is, yes, weary. I think we're all a little tired. I think when you work in education, you get to the end of May and you see the finish line. But there's still so much work to do, right, guys? There's so much work to do before the end of June. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling this way too. So if you're weary, that's okay. That means you've been working hard. That means you're putting your all into everything that you do. So sometimes being weary comes from that, right? And it's that kind of day, right? A little bit gray and, you know, not so energizing. So let yourself be a little weary today. And then tomorrow we'll come back with something a little bit more energized.
Okay, tour de force day tomorrow.
That's it.
So, I was going to add it to the playlist, and,
throw in, Foreigner, Cold as Ice.
Certain theme to your alternate selections this week, sir. This iPhone device was prompted to reinstall iOS last night, and then this morning it made me enter a new password, which I don't remember doing when a new operating system is installed, and apparently I added a password that I don't know.
So. Sometimes you forget that you set it up to use your Apple ID password, and so it might be your Apple ID password that it's
No, it's like the digit one.
Oh, have you passed the date where you have to stop using your personal Apple account and have to set up a corporate one? Is that what it is?
No, it's just it just installed the new operating system this morning, and then it said, "Hey, enter your passcode." I thought, I already have a passcode on the phone, but okay. And I think I might have been distracted when I did it, but whatever I typed in distractedly, I didn't. So it's now.
Yeah, your phone so you don't know the new password. Data is compromised.
So apparently, I don't know the new password. So.
That's
we'll find an alternate way of getting that Solange is Weary onto the playlist. Don't you worry. And don't call me on the board phone for a while.
Well, the board phone. You can always just hire me.
Well, you know, that's looking like a better option all the time. Let's slide gently into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. Featuring a great piece of technology, the slushy machine, on sale in the kitchen department. What have you got today, Venturo?
You know what? I think what happened to you this morning is tying in with where I'm going this morning with tech. Put on the phones, get off tech. I'm suggesting no tech. I'm suggesting some time to be tech free and just be still and allow yourself some time and space to do some reflection and listen to your own thoughts. I find that every time I attempt to kind of let loose and calm down, I have my phone and I'm looking at my phone, taking a shower, I'm taking my phone into the washroom to listen to a podcast. I'm just always just trying to be in listening, learn, and I'm saying, listen, sometimes you need to just simply just unplug and let those thoughts just circle in your mind and think and reflect. So get away from the tech today. So today is no tech day. Throw away the tech and spend some time reflecting and allow those thoughts that you don't want to think about. Think about them today. Probably you find some solutions in your mind. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Venturo on Plug Thursday.
So you guys can tell that me and Venturo are in the same kind of mood.
Done today. All right. Well, there's a perfect spot for you to go. It's absolutely dark. Like, no light gets into this. There's a nice little massage bed table in there. Go in there, collect your thoughts. It's a silent space. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all good until the guy from LPSS opens the door and has an absolute heart.
What's on the light? Good golly. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thursday's Thought.
Yeah, you remember as a kid when you got that slushy? I don't know about you, but I always tried to like suck every last bit of syrup out of the darn thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought the other day, that's probably how they came up with dry ice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
we need to how get did you get there? How did you get there? That's what
many brain freezes.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up today, everybody.
Do you remember those special straws you got with the slushy and it had like the flayed out end that you scooped out the ice afterwards?
Yes.
Now that we're environmental, like, don't you think it'd be just sort of floppy, you know, piece of cardboard that would, and then you never be able to scoop out your slushy anymore.
Less plastics.
You need a personal straw. Yeah. One that actually, you know, dissolves and you could actually suck it up with the rest of it.
Okay.
I think
you could even eat the dishes. I think we should have
you remember what they call slushy in Jamaica? Because I remember what they called it when I was a kid. They called it suck suck.
Really?
Did they ever call that?
Did you know that you can charge 5 times the amount of money in Hawaii? You just call it shaved ice. And they put like syrup over it. And then like you can charge like $10 instead of like 50 cents.
Well,
I'm
sure
when
you go from Alvin to something other.
I think this calls for a round of suck sucks before.
Your microphone's not on. I can't hear you. No.
Nope, nothing.
And we have to guess what he's saying.
Unplug
it. Segment. What is Venturo saying?
Oh, so can you guys hear me now?
No, we can.
Yeah. So back in Jamaica, the same thing they do, Paul. Shaved ice with syrup, but they call it sky juice.
Sky juice.
Yeah. Call it sky
juice. I called it suck suck.
Suck suck is a different thing. Suck suck is when you put it in a bag and you tie it and you put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then you take it out and you suck on the ice. That's why they call it suck suck. But it's like it's flavored juice. A lot of people used to put like Kool-Aid. You guys know Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid. Yeah, Kool-Aid or Tang. They would mix it and put it in the suck suck bag and do the same thing with it.
I used to love suck suck.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Anyway.
I think it's time to end today.
So, I hope nobody skips to the last comments on this without context.
Oh, anyway.
All right, it's time for us to roll. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us today. And hey, I tell you, when I was 5, my brother put snowballs in the blender to make a slushy. I missed that cat.
It's the next worst flavor.
Oh, have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.